We have no choice.
Okay, so n'ap di tout moun bonsoir, I guess. So, li fè 10h pou nou. So, bonsoir tout moun.
Bonsoir, bonjour.
Bonsoir, bonjour, whatever. Wherever you are. N'ap salyo, epi n'ap remersyo, de fè ke n'ap wap tende an pale aswa. Dok, je la galandien an pale.
Pale.
Let's talk about it, whatever it is. So, no pam se Tracy, and I have with me the beautiful...
Dehebi.
Pou mwen ki ba konen yo Dehebi, I always say this the first time I met her. She's loud, okay?
Thank you, appreciate it.
Loud. And when I say loud, se pa kom si just moun nan reme pale fono, kom si loud as in like everything about her is colorful. If you follow her, you know what I mean. Li menm gen business si ke le Living Creole, and it's beautiful. She has some amazing, amazing stuff. So, she's gonna talk more about that, and I'm going to invite you guys to, you know, look up her stuff, support her business. Menm toujou support the black businesses.
Amen to that.
Especially the Haitian ones.
Amen.
Donc, vraiment kote le fait que nous réalise podcast ça.
Finalement.
It's been on my mind for a while now. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. And I enjoy it because definitely when shit I'm on traffic, and then you just start listening to something and it just take your mind off, you know, different things. Donc, je toujours abdi, comment ça me pas à jouer un bon podcast comme si haïtien? When I say haïtien, like with Haitian people talking about different, you know, topics, discussing different things in our community. Donc, c'est pour ça nous là, et c'est ça que nous voulons en parler. Même si nous voulons parler en pile. They even have a whole YouTube channel. I don't know how she does that. Mais moi, je suis beaucoup tout comfortable, ça.
Ou pas fini.
Moi, fini. Et donc, premier bagage que je me dis, c'est que la plateforme ça que nous créons, c'est pour n'importe monde, whatever, you know, who you are, whatever it is that you want to discuss. This is the place for you to come and let's have a conversation about it. Nou konnen ke nan community haïtienne, surtout nan community haïtienne, gen pil bagay nou pou pale de yo. Et même avec t'a parlé de ça et à tout à l'heure. Raison qui fait que nous toujours pense à l'autre, n'a pensé de nous.
Yeah.
Like, I'm afraid to say this. Or I'm afraid
parce que moun pa parler de ça.
Exactly.
So, well, I'm going to be the target
or guess it ka. Like, how is it the other day I was having a conversation with somebody? Dit mwen, mwen konnen si ma la ka mwen di tel moun sosi sola, mwen di pa anm sa, you know, they will kill me or they'll kick me out or whatever. Fann konmen se chanje mentalite nou. But we live in a world that is constantly changing. And we have to adapt. Dok, mwen sa ka mwen moun ki open. Like, people that are not afraid.
People like that need to think about it this way. Oh, e pa kanko, they're gonna kill you, you can save your life. You can help somebody else.
Yes.
Like, let's look at it in a positive way instead of be like, oh, they're going to kill me. They're going to look at me different. How about you going to save another child that's going through the same thing that you went through?
Same thing. Exactly.
Literally.
And don't be afraid to speak up, to say what's on your mind.
Speak up.
Live your life, you know, and go and jump pour bagay ou fè. Donc, c'est ça vraiment que moi, le challenge pour le faire, tout this podcast. Donc, ma commencé tout d'abord par dit nous qui est-ce moi.
Everybody know Tracy also.
Yeah.
Like everybody
so,
know you.
I guess I would describe myself as persistent.
And outspoken.
Very outspoken and I'm all about making things happen. Like
we
sit here, we talk about I wanna do this 2019.
Okay, let's do it.
New year, new me. By the way,
New year, send me new goals.
It's the same Tracy. Mem Tracy, but
new plans.
Maybe a more improved version of myself.
Right.
I can say that.
Because if it's new you, then you become a whole different person. You can't change like that.
Within a year, honestly. Let's be
you
honest.
Can't lose you.
So ka fè ou ka comme si
become a better you.
Like I'm that type of person. I like to take on a lot of stuff at once. The reason why is because I love comme des guys because when my life is constantly like all right I wake up I know I gotta do this
right.
Like right now I have this meeting with the Haby. Just before that I had to meet with a coworker of mine and then now I know after the Haby, like I have to start planning out I'm building my own website for my nonprofit. So I know I need to spend 2 hours doing that, so I love that rush in my life. And when I don't have it, I'm just sitting there like, okay, I don't have
what's next.
And I'm not that type of person. People look at me like I'm crazy.
Listen, I hear people say I'm bored. I'm like, how can you be bored? Like, literally, people on social media be like, boredom strike. I'm like, sis, can you help me?
Like, I'm like, I'm going to post it. Or somebody come help me come or something. Okay, don't be like I'm a guy, by the way. But so I said in the back, I'm a big guy. The reason why, one, I feel like there's so much stuff
to do
that you could do.
Okay.
Going back, I killed the 5-hour rule that I think Oprah wrote a book about it. I can't remember which one of them. But basically, it's spending 5 hours in a week.
Mm-hmm.
In a week, we've had a journée, no semaine. Okay? You can divide it up however you want.
Yeah.
1 hour today, 1 hour tomorrow. But basically, you take 5 hours a week to learn something new.
Yeah.
It's as simple as taking your phone, reading an article, or
mm-hmm.
whatever it is, go on YouTube and watch a video, learn something new. That's what successful people do. And that is why when it's just, I don't get it when people say they're bored.
Right?
Like, oh, I don't have anything to do. Or, you've been working so hard now, I want to relax, let
mm-hmm.
me Netflix.
I take a 30 minute every day to go on social media.
Absolutely. Sebastian, I'm too. But when you say you're
bored, like when you take a picture and be like, I'm bored. Like, how?
You have the time to actually post, like, you're bored. Like,
no.
And then
sis have a time to take the picture and then post the picture and say, I'm bored on top of that. Sus.
No. You're seeking attention. And I feel like, but women, personally, I have so much stuff that I want to do for myself that I feel like there's not enough hours in the day.
In the
actually.
Day.
There's not. The social media qui toujours bored. Get to me. Get at us.
Right.
Email us. We have stuff.
Let me know. Okay. A lot.
But in all seriousness, guys, like, you should strive to find what it is that, so whatever it is that you're passionate about, or find something else to do. Like, if you really feel bored, maybe you're missing something.
You're not
doing what you're supposed to do.
Maybe
you're not pushing yourself hard enough. So try to figure that out. We're not saying that to say that you're supposed to be like me, like have 10,000 projects going on.
But you can't be bored all the time.
Right, but Ubak, after doing a post on social media, like,
you bored. Stop it.
2019. In
2019,
you accept
it.
Of course. Okay?
Oh.
I just wanted to say that, but other than that, I'm a student. I am a nonprofit professional.
What are you studying, sis?
So I am studying I'm getting a master in international development.
Oh. Okay.
So I got my bachelor at Berry in international relations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you guys a story, but probably not today.
Not today.
Because it was not an easy road. Like, I didn't go into college already knowing what I wanted to do.
Right.
By the way, that stuff is BS. My one team got cursed on the show, but that whole, because I used to be like, how come, like, when you see, like, some friends that
mm-hmm.
you went to high school with, they already have their plans. Like,
yeah.
4 years in welfare, some welfare, so see, boom, mem. You see, your second year of college, you're still trying to
undecided.
Figure out what you want. And I remember when my advisor told me, so, are we still undecided? And I'm like, so,
unfortunately.
Here's a list of what I like, so you can help me. But no, seriously, I knew that I wanted to get into the service of, like, helping other people, and I never knew that it would, you know, be nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. There's no such a thing as, oh, I want to be a nonprofit. You know, like, it doesn't work that way. So what happened for me, thankfully, I started working at Berry as a philanthropist. So basically what that is we used to call alumni on the phone and then ask
mm-hmm.
for it. So, by the way, guys, I did that for a while. Don't beat me up. calling you guys, asking for money. Yep, I did it for a little bit.
You know what? They called me 2 months ago. You probably was no, it wasn't you.
You know, so I used to do that. But it was for a good cause. We raised the funds for, like, students that actually didn't have the money
mm-hmm.
to afford,
that's
you know,
good.
Staying at Berry. So I did that for about 3 years. And then, but again, I didn't know that, you know, it would have took me where I am today. After graduating from Berry, I remember my boss, my old boss reached out to me and said, hey, Tracy, what are you doing now? And, you know, I told her, well, I moved back to Atlanta. I was working for an insurance company at the time or whatever. But I always knew that that corporate world wasn't me.
It wasn't.
Like, the whole idea of me doing the same thing over and over,
mm-hmm.
it was just like, okay, what is this? Like, there's no meaning to this,
mm-hmm.
right? So I started, like, looking and searching. And then while I was working for that insurance company, I decided I wanted to volunteer at, like, a homeless shelter.
Yeah.
So I started doing that. And then they actually hired me to work part-time there. So I started doing that. Then I started doing it full time. I quit my other corporate job and then did that full time. Mm-hmm. Then I realized I don't want to be in Atlanta no more. I want to move back to Miami. So then I moved back to Miami and then started working with a foster care organization. And from there, then I found out about a food bank called Phoenix, South Florida. I would say that has been probably the best experience of my life, you guys.
Look, we volunteered with them with Haika. You don't remember? You weren't there.
Yes, not with Haika, but I volunteered. It's so funny. So let me tell you guys a story. I was working with Barry University had a program for Haitian kids called HELP.
Mm-hmm.
And that summer, I remember I was still at Barry. We volunteered at
Phoenix, because I remember we volunteered there.
Yeah, we went there to volunteer to help sort food. So basically, they're a food bank, and what they do, they rescue food from different
stores.
Like stores, like Publix. And then we redistribute it back out in the community. But there's a whole process that goes on before you can actually do that.
Do that. Mm-hmm.
So I remember us volunteering, and I said, oh my God, this is amazing. I would love to work here. This was like 10 years, what, not 10 years, 6 years ago I said that. And then here I am. Now I work for them. So it has been an amazing journey. I have learned so much. And for people that know what, you know, fundraising is, it's not easy. It's going out, asking people for money is never going to be easy.
No.
But what I always tell people, for me, I find it easy because whatever it is that I'm passionate about, you can hear it through my voice.
Yeah.
People know what hunger means. Like even if you haven't experienced it for yourself, we know that is not something, you know. It's not a good thing. And right, it's here not. In South Florida, when people think, oh my God, that's where all the rich people live. No. There's a lot that goes on that we really are not aware of. Here. Right, exactly. So I'm very, very thankful for that opportunity. And which is what led me to this organization that I'm now opening up in Haiti. I'm looking forward to working with different orphanages, because one thing that I've realized is nou tellement gè ofri nan an Haiti. Chak joun goun moun kap joun yo wè louve yon. En mwen yon toujou ap di, no, we have so many of them already. Yeah. How can we support the ones that are already there? So that maybe they can expand and, do more. So my organization, we are pretty much a network of different orphanages. So we'll be, I plan on working with different, organizations here and teaching them, how they can be of help. Because a lot of time, people want to help. They want to go to Haiti, but they just don't know how to go about that.
Yeah.
You have to find the right people. People that are actually using the money for what they say they will use it.
I'm the one that take your money, so they will send it and never send the money.
So I want to become that middle person where you have to go through my organization. And then before, you know what I mean? Because I feel like that's very important.
Haiti needs it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially we need that. Doc, that's really me. That's what I do. I mean, there's so much more, but I will leave that for you guys to discover throughout the show.
Throughout this whole podcast.
Okay?
Once you have a goo, maybe
that's it. Doc, Kunya, everybody do today. I'm sure she has some wonderful things to share with you guys.
Wonderful things, right. My name is Dehebi. It's different. It's not Debbie.
It's not Debbie, guys. It's, let's spell it out for them. It's
Dehebi.
Dehebi.
Yes.
Voila.
Correct. So graduated from Barry with a bachelor's degree in biology. Don't ask me how I got there, but I did it.
She did it. That's funny. By the way, we want to give her a big shout out to anybody that have earned any type of degree. Because as associate.
The struggle was real.
We know it's not easy, guys. Like, it's not. It's not. Really not.
It's not.
You have so... You get financial stress, and then you got the professors that don't understand you have a life, basically.
That don't understand that there's other teachers.
In one day, you have 7 papers that are due. We get it.
All right, shout out. You did your thing.
If you're going through it right now, hang in there.
It's okay. We've been there. And then I graduated there. 2017, 2018, I got my real estate license. I'm a whole realtor. You need a house? Let me know. I got you. And then, I don't know.
I kind of want Dehebi to talk about that because I have a brother. He's a realtor as well. Mm-hmm. And I remember my brother, and I'm sure he'll be okay with me sharing this, but he always posts like inspirational stuff. And he's doing great right now. Like he's mm-hmm. he's amazing at what he does. And I just started,
so I might need some.
I'm very proud of him. But I remember he posted one day, like he took a picture of his bank account, like what it looks like now. Mm-hmm. And then he posted, this wasn't the story. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
And I looked at that, and knowing my brother, and he was always like this ambitious guy, like always trying to like he's a hustler basically. Mm-hmm. And I used to always love that about him. But I'm saying all of that to say, for somebody to say like, okay, I want to make this happen. I want to become a realtor. We know that there are steps that go into it, right? So I know that Hibi mentioned it to me, but I wanted her to share it with you guys.
It's really not. Well, basic stuff, like you have to be 18, and then you don't have to be U.S. citizen at all.
Oh, okay.
You're just a resident. I know. That's
so really even good. If you have, like, if you have a green card.
Or yeah, something, with so your you green can. Card, yes. Okay. You don't have to be U.S. citizen. Just you need. Well, basically, you need a social security that works. So, but school like FIU offered, like, for 4 years. I did not do 4 years, you guys. I went to Berry for biology. But I went to Gold Coast School.
Okay.
But they have it, like this other school that also have it. Guess I get game for 6 months. Guess I get for 1 month.
Guess so you pick like how you want. Yeah, you know, the program.
I did the 1 week because I was like,
she did it in 1 week.
One week, I'm like, wow. I'm gonna focus on this for 1 week. I took a week off work. I said, Dehebi, you have to do this, and you have to pass the exam because there's a final exam. You have, if you don't pass it, then you have to start over. And usually, if you fail the final exam, they're going to send you to the 1 month class.
Oh.
And I told myself, hey, you're not doing 1 month. You only have 1 week off of school, off
that's
work.
My girl. That's my girl.
And you're going to get it. And then I passed the exam. Oh, my God. That was the best day of my life. Literally. Wow. I was jumping, crying, that's doing awesome. All the most. That's like, awesome. My teacher was like, you good? I'm like, you just don't know. Like,
so about that, what I want to say is, you know, and she had a goal. You set a goal for yourself. You guys must. Heard what she said, right?
You
she
must.
Took a week off work. And she told herself, I have to pass this.
Okay.
Not okay, I'm going to try.
Because and it's funny because nobody knew I was in
that you were doing.
Yes, nobody.
That's another thing, too. Like, that's all I feel to say to that guy.
Don't speak about it.
Don't say nothing about it. You okay. Just work on you and do what you need to do for yourself.
I used to tell people, when you speak about it, then it get affected. Then that way, when everybody already know what you're planning on doing, then you start doubting yourself if you're really going to make it. So if it's just you, you're like, okay, I'm going to make it. Instead of telling somebody, they be like, don't you think that's too much for you to do in a week? Then you become discouraging in a way, like, okay, it's too much. Let me do a month. And then you become lazier, and you're like, okay, let me do 6 months. And then you probably don't even make it.
Absolutely.
But that's how I tell people, don't speak about it. Like, just
I agree with you.
Certain things just don't speak about it. But I made it. Like, I did it. And then I had to, you know, you had to sign for the board to get the license.
So you've already went through all of that?
Yes, I went through. You had to do the whole fingerprint. You had to pay, I think it's about $75 to do your fingerprint. And then you get your date, you go ahead and take the exam. It's not hard. It's not easy. I'll tell anyone it's not hard.
Really, just being honest with you guys.
It's not hard. It's not easy.
That's good. But I'm sure that, okay, so you said the class was for about a week. Was it like
an
all-day class?
All day. It started at 9 to 6.
9 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Yes.
Girl, that's some real dedication.
Monday right through Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the final exam is on Sunday at 2 p.m.
But she did it. So
I did it.
We're just going to congratulate her on that part.
I did it. And then, you know what? I receive a lot of questions on how I came from biology to real estate. I'm like,
listen. Sometimes it's more that you have some things that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Because and then she said, sometimes the thing that you're passionate about is not what gets you the money.
Yeah.
And then it can be the other
way. It cannot, yes, definitely.
But sometimes you might be blessed and whatever you're passionate to,
I'll tell you, go for it.
Either way, go for it. Like, just how I was saying earlier, like me, I feel like some days I want to be an even planner. And I'm
thought about being an even planner when I started at Berry. I'm like, what's my side hustle before I start leaving
Cleveland? You know how you know, like, des fois ou lagué kon on bagay pou di oh my god I like this like I'm actually enjoying this like it yeah. doesn't feel like I'm working or anything.
At all
I enjoy it so why not you say you like podcasts
do it start the podcast you guys start you it now
realtor, you have the AV right here that can guide you
let me tell you let's go on YouTube I need a YouTube buddy but
you know like make it happen and she also has a YouTube channel
yes so YouTube is something I've always wanted sa ka gon on bon 5 ans de m'a dit YouTube mm-hmm. en ba jan la sa krive ou konnen with technology these days gen moun ki di comment sa avec téléphone nou gen moun ki di for exactly. Your camera sa for image an paraît kon sa it's all this thing you keep hearing and they keep pushing you back and I'm like why can't I just focus on me just starting
getting
my
getting yourself out there and then all of that right.
it will come yeah. And that's exactly what I did I decided okay are you buying this camera and you're going to start this YouTube channel right because I'm like I can talk so much there's so much I want to share with the world and I'm pretty sure somebody gonna like it
and that's the way you got to think about it because you're that's access to millions and millions
right
millions.
And sometimes it's like it can be like oh are you sure people gonna research just go for it
that's
not everyone I will welcome me but a lot will
exactly and I think on pile fois I'm glad you said that because I was like that with my nonprofit mm-hmm. So I have been wanting to do this for years, guys. Yeah. People that know me knows for years. But it's always a question, but what about this? But that?
It's not about them.
But it's so much. Whenever I go online, getting a 501c3 status
at least,
is a long process. But like you said, just get your foot out there.
Yeah.
Tout le bagayou, wafè wafè. Apre. You know what I mean? So I'm also very thankful for, you know, it's so important. And I'm going to preach this until I can't preach it no more. To surround yourself with people
positive.
That make like it's so important you guys because the moment that I started shifting away from like all the negative thoughts mm-hmm. and commencé à surround like looking for opportunity like I'm always looking for networking events
yeah
it's like if you say you want to be an event planner right but you don't have event planner friends
how are you going to become an event planner
when you start having event planner discussions with your friends
who's going to listen
planners,
to you
they're all going to be like but Tracy did but that but they hate me this but imagine if you start surrounding yourself with people okay. that are actually event planners or that are looking to be. It's a different conversation.
Totally different.
And this is how it should be for everything that you do in life. So that's how I started moving. I've been in the nonprofit world, you know, for a while
but
now.
You know the good thing about you? You stay in one field.
Yeah, exactly.
Me, I went.
No, I actually recently, I started like moving. Or, like right now, I'm you know, I've been in doing the event planning
yeah.
thing. And then now I'm
but that's good.
At one point, I'm like, okay, I want to do a clothing line.
I wanted to be a flight attendant.
Right.
Like, oh my God, that was that my too. Thing. I think I had a whole dream about me being a flight attendant.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you guys this story, all right? The flight attendant, honestly, I just saw it. I was like, oh, you got to be that pretty girl. That
you
like,
get to travel. I love traveling.
Know, oh my God. Who doesn't? Who doesn't love traveling? So, but then I was something for something. I don't know if I want to do that.
I researched the school. I did everything. I'm like, Dehavi, are you really going to apply?
I think Dehavi would have been a great flight.
Right? I think so too.
You should still go for it. I would say that.
You know what? There's so many things I think I should do, but I'm only one person.
You know, and when I say that, because I can see her like on a flight, like, hi, do you was like, oh, you? Like, I can see you doing that. I can actually see it.
Oh Jones my God.
She has all the personality. So you be
there's
great.
So many things I feel like I can do. Like I said that last time on my WhatsApp and everybody was like, go for it. Like there's so much thing I can do in my mind. Like it's in my mind. I feel like, can I be in this country and at that country at the same time? And like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
There's like, a lot of things that we want to do and we know.
And don't let people tell you that you can only do one thing. Imagine if they put you in a box that is closed. How would you be able to breathe?
Whenever somebody tried to dictate my life or tell me, I'm open to, you know,
to listening
advice,
to, yeah.
But at the same time, you're not going to tell me like what I shouldn't be doing.
Right.
Or, you know, that's up to me to decide.
Mm-hmm.
And also we need to remember in life, we don't always have like the answers that, you know, right when we need it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you might start out like, let's say give it. Let's say you went to med school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after you finish med school, you realize, this
That's not it.
What I want.
That's not it. That's just not, like the girl.
Does that mean life is over?
No, it's not. Hello? She went, got her bachelor's degree and her master, and then she realized that was for her parents. Now she's a YouTuber.
Perfect example. Perfect
example. A whole YouTuber, and she feels like the money she's making every month is enough for her to leave for the rest of her life.
Exactly.
Done.
You don't say that to say if you are in school right now.
Quit.
Know,
so no, we're not. We're
no,
not.
If that's what you like, that's what you want to do, go for it. But don't let somebody else kill your dream because they want to tell you how you should live your life, but this is what you should do. And that's why se situation la vie a qui faut foncer le bagay, and that moves you away from your passion.
Yeah.
And that's fine, because that's fine, but at the same time, you need to always remember that passion that you had, that you first had.
Yeah.
Parce que quand pile moun ke m konnen, you do, well, I wanted to do this, but I
because
ended up getting
of that,
pregnant.
Yeah. It's never too late. It's
something
really
happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do is, okay,
these are excuses,
right now,
by the way. They are.
Exactly. But toujours songer whatever that fuels your passion and your dream, and go after it, because more than likely, that's what you need to be doing. Look, when Maddie and Bisa San Fan, we're doing our podcast. We're super excited about it. We are open to all of your questions, comments, anything you want us to talk about.
Specifically on topics, let us know. And guests, we will have guests coming.
When I was telling Dehebi earlier with the whole carnival situation going on in Haiti right now, I am so interested to know what
I understand
articles.
The fact that they say we don't deserve it, but at the same time, we have artists who spent so much energy, time, and money, effort, everything to
record, fair video.
So I feel like that was a waste. But at the same time, with what's going on in Haiti, I don't think we deserve it.
I just don't. For me, I just feel like we have bigger. Come on, we got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
So, We definitely have some.
I feel like the artists should have think a long term before they start recording. Like looking like where we are now, what's gonna happen in the next 3 months. Like be like, okay, let's not waste this carnival thing. Because I feel like they know this whole situation would have come one day, because it started since a few months ago.
Yeah.
And they keep take draining the whole thing.
Et quand il y a des gens qui, there are some people that are arguing right now that non, c'est pas ça. Le problème, c'est que grand pile monde, ils bénéficient du carnaval.
Yeah.
Il y a tant de moments carnaval là que quand vous tapez dans
la, tu marches
sur le pied là. Ou quand vous allez te connaître, ok, par exemple, trois jours, c'est dans sa
place.
Donc, on parle des bouts de papier du carnaval encore. Ils ont ces gens du boulot. And we get that. But at the end of the day, guys, combien de balles dépensé? Parce que 400, combien? Bon, pas les balles nous fournit mieux, but
a lot of money.
Okay? Donc, est-ce que ça nous va t'accorder à utiliser?
Pour aider.
L'autre jour, on t'a aidé, on t'a parlé de nous faire un programme que pour similar to food stamp, what we have as food stamp here in Haiti.
That would be good.
Donc, mais c'est ce genre de bagage ça pour commencer.
Pour commencer, instead of carnaval.
Carnaval, on a toujours bien, nous connaissons, il fait partie de culture, nous, même si nous pas fait une cunia, nous a toujours, nous connaissons quoi, carnaval des fleurs, whatever.
Right.
Parce que nous connaissons, pas seulement une question de financièrement, il y a qui fait comme là-dedans, mais il y a des gens qui, quand vous débutez à l'heure, il y a des gens qui sont stressés, donc son façon pour être déstressé, to enjoy themselves. Donc, nous d'accord avec tout ça, but I think at the end of the day, we have to look at where our priorities are. And I think that's where that decision came from. Donc,
if you are frustrated, it's okay to be frustrated.
Exactement.
Vin parler. Let us know how you feel about it. Definitely.
Yeah, and comment,
message
email nous et sous unparler 2019 at gmail.com. Four email. I can't.
Wow.
So problem. So unparler. So it's INNPALE at 2019 at gmail.com. Guys, forgive me, please. Okay.
Have patience with her.
If you know, so Instagram, at unparler, and follow us. And puis, n'attend tout le monde. Et que feedback le positif, que le négatif, whatever.
Apprendre.
Nous, c'est two strong people. So, okay, nous avons un problème. Nous avons un problème avec quel que soit le feedback là, qu'on a voué pour nous. And if you have a negative one, I just hope you can do better in your own podcast. That's what I'm going to say. Et puis, ma continue, et puis, on le bac à la musique.
Non, pas grand. Merci, merci. Parce que j'attendais.
In all seriousness, we're very excited about this podcast. I'm so happy to have the Haley with me.
Girl.
L'aime d'app passer avec un monde comme si yo dès qu'a fait podcast là avec and I'm like who could I possibly co-host this with and I was like yes the heavy and talo I'm the bible she's loud like she walk into a room and you can feel her presence she's there so et c'est pour ça que nous t'avons invité et vraiment content que tu aies accepté l'invitation I think we both have a lot to add and I OK donc et c'est comme ça on a fini et premier épisode nous et m'a dit tout le monde merci le fait que nous t'ai tendez émission et n'a mandé pour partager s'il vous plaît
sans penser de mission en parler qui sont quand qui sont penser joindre de mission and stuff like that yeah so, and we are here to be open like if you have any subject like people don't want to talk about it's okay we are very open especially me
exactly.
So don't be like oh this is too deep or whatever just let it out like we're here to listen and talk about it
exactly so thank you guys et puis again on parler2019@gmail.com for all your questions comment let us know what you're thinking or if you would like to come out and you know be one of our special guests we're more than happy
you're welcome
to do that as well donc merci et good night
bonsoir. Merci qui j'en dis les attends qui j'en dis quand la coupe c'est la
so in that note
À la prochaine.
Bonne nuit,
bonne journée parce que on a qui l'heure, vous comprenez? Tout ça là. On parle à la prochaine, OK? Mais ça on a qui l'heure, on attend d'elle.
All right guys, thank you so much.
All right.